ABC News.
I think they've got a good right to be worried. And it's interesting we're talking about this. I'm actually talking to you from Kobe in Japan at the ICANN meeting.
Oh, right.
And it's the body that looks after the internet and the names and indexing side of the house. And this will be a topic of discussion, I'm sure, over the next few days.
So what do you think the big concerns are here?
So the big concerns are, you know, if you look at it from a, as mentioned in the lead, you know, from a state perspective, they want control over what goes through the wires and what people are seeing, particularly when you look at some of the shenanigans that Russia gets up to, annexing Crimea, etc. But it's just not that easy. You know, the internet works off a range of about a dozen root servers, and it follows a path of least resistance, and when that isn't there, it just keeps on going. So trying to block things, many countries have tried it globally, many have not succeeded.
So how could the Russian government actually go about doing it, isolating the country's internet servers from other parts of the world?
Well, essentially you're creating a whole new network. You'd almost call it an intra-web, like, say, you have inside the ABC, for example, just for its domestic use. So it would be relying on the ISPs of the country being able to route internet traffic just within the country and not to external servers. And technically, that's going to be a very difficult thing to do.
Should it perhaps be turning to China for advice if it wants to effectively become an online iron curtain?
It probably is getting advice from China, for all we know. And they certainly have succeeded with their economic clout as far as getting some of the bigger tech organisations to provide them with unfettered access. But, you know, it's a difficult thing to do. And China has been relatively successful, and maybe Russia, if they're just dogged at it, they'll be successful as well. But it's not going to be an easy thing. But I can see good reasons why they're trying to do it.
How effective would it actually be in preventing foreign meddling in Russia's affairs? It's talking about preventing cyber attacks and how much it relies on the US at the moment.
Yeah, so when you look, the finger is often pointed at Russia for various cyber attacks, whether that's disinformation with the DNC some years ago or a whole lot of other cyber attacks along the way. What they don't want is those hacks being, the retribution being given back to them. And if you think back to our previous Prime Minister Turnbull, he said nearly 2 years ago on the record that Australia had the capability to hack back. Obviously, we only do it within the international norms on a need basis. But if Russia are going to do some hacking and they're worried about people, nations hacking back, this is a good way to stop that happening.
ABC News.